This is testing. If someone told you to give them $16,000, would you do it? Most would say no, or at least ask why. However, what if you received nearly $160,000 in return? Would that change your answer? It may sound improbable, but social media advertising can make it a reality. Here are some of the lessons you will learn to get there. Why you need to stop making this one mistake immediately, the major difference you need to know between marketing and advertising, how to get guaranteed results in your advertisements. Revolving light, stop doing this right now. If you are currently running any traditional advertising, stop. Why? Well, for a lot of reasons. 1. Untrackable results. Traditional advertising is notorious for having minimal reporting capabilities. Unless you set up a different point of contact for every single ad, it's next to impossible to measure performance. For example, an infomercial runs on TV and the only way to order the product is to call the toll-free number. Theoretically, the company can track how many people call, but they don't know things such as, did they because of the 6 p.m. or 9 p.m. commercial, did they even call the same day? How long were they watching before we were able to convert them? Questions such as these can be critical to making adjustments to your campaign. 2. Haphazard targeting. Let's say a brand decides to rent a billboard for a month. Depending on the visibility, they may easily get upwards of 100,000 impressions, but they have no control over who is seeing the actual advertisement. What if they wanted to target women over 40, but a majority of drivers who see the board are men under 30? Once the geographic location is chosen, a billboard has no further targeting capabilities. The same goes for printed mediums and even radio ads. 3. Expensive outlays. One of the final issues with traditional advertising is cost. While some digital campaigns, non-traditional advertising, give you a daily budget option or otherwise, many traditional routes are flat fee and upfront payment. Would you rather take out an entire page of the newspaper for a day or spend the same amount and run a targeted campaign for a week? You decide. Dollar note major differences, marketing versus advertising. Before you start pushing ads, it's important to understand the difference between marketing and advertising. Although similar, marketing has the potential to get the same results as advertising while costing less. Both start out with content creation because you need something to actually post marketing or promote advertising. In most cases, companies hire out the creative work to an agency to which they pay. Once the content is made, you have to weigh the pros and cons. Do you already have a massive following? Then maybe you don't need to put money behind your posts. Do you want to break into a new follower base? You will probably have better luck breaking in with paid advertising. Every objective has a different set of circumstances, so pay attention to the details. Cell phone, the surefire way to add results. Now that you know what to look out for, let's cut to the chase. The best way to get crazy results from paid promotions is to fit in. What does that mean? First, find a group of individuals you would like to connect with and be specific. You may have heard this referred to as a niche before, and it really works. Is it married men in their 30s who spend a certain amount of money on food every month? Or, is it female college students looking for a convenient way to get active between classes? Find out what the target demographic is, and cater to them. Once you know your target market, create content that they will genuinely enjoy and engage with. The goal of the advertisements is to almost be indistinguishable from a post they would normally see. Once you achieve the right targeting, you can easily get 3 to 5 impressions for the price of 1. Page facing up. In conclusion, there are many options when it comes to advertising, but using the power of social media is the clear winner. With unlimited tracking capabilities, flexible budgeting options, and finely tuned niche targeting, 10x in your return on ad spend becomes a reality. Are you ready to turn 16,000 into gold? Film Projector. Watch the full video on YouTube. Quotes: the best kind of ads are ones that appear to be organic because they're things that people normally like and interact with. Dick Polipnik: if you're using Facebook advertising, you're sending money not only to the agency for creating the content, you're giving Facebook some dollars, too, for growing your following. Dick Polipnik: you have to apply tactics for both. You have to create something that makes people share it organically, like it organically, create comments, create camaraderie around the post even though you're paying for people to see it. Dick Polipnik. Just because you're paying for a post to be seen doesn't mean it can't have organic reach. Dick Polipnik about the host. Dick Polipnik, serial entrepreneur, founder and CEO of Online Growth Systems. Dick Polipnik is the founder of Online Growth Systems, a media company that helps big-name brands turn their e-commerce businesses to profit and advises high-growth, venture-backed startups. The National Federation of Independent Business named him a top young entrepreneur of the year. AdFed listed him on 32 under 32, and he's been featured on and collaborated with Business.com, Nickelodeon Studios, Worldwide Fund for Nature, Clean Energy Resource, and more. In addition to being a speaker and an entrepreneur, Dick is the host of the Dick Polipnik Show, where he interviews top 1% achievers and creates digital content including blogs, videos, podcasts, and a newsletter called the Hashtag Growther S Digest. LinkedIn website links mentioned Online Growth Systems Facebook Business Manager.